afternoon. I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. A massive blackout hit central and southern Florida. Power is still out throughout Miami-Dade and parts of Broward and Palm Beach counties. At least 4.4 million people were initially suggested to have been affected. That number was downgraded to about 600 to 800,000 people. A spokeswoman for the state's largest power company, Florida Power and Light, says the outages started when the company shut down a nuclear reactor south of Miami for safety reasons. She says some customers could have power within several hours. The Department of Homeland Security says there's no immediate concern about terrorism being the cause. A British citizen kidnapped in Iraq is asking the British government to arrange a prisoner exchange. The British Foreign Office is condemning the tape's release. Peter Moore's appeal was broadcast Tuesday on the Arabic language network Al Arabiya. His employer, the US-based consulting firm Bearing Point, confirmed his identity to CNN. Moore was among five Britons abducted last May from an Iraqi finance ministry building in Baghdad. Radical Shiite extremists are believed to be holding them. The numbers say it all. America's home foreclosure crisis is getting worse. The number of homes in foreclosure jumped 57% in January, according to lender network RealtyTrack. 233,000 homes got at least one past due payment notice last month. Fresh from a tour of Afghanistan and Pakistan, Senators John Kerry, Chuck Hagel, and Joe Biden say the U.S. needs to refocus on rebuilding Afghanistan. And they say that means sending more troops and non-military aid. They call the Afghan war the forgotten war. Biden, a Democrat, also warns if the U.S. fails in Afghanistan, extremists could set their sights on Pakistan. A survey led by a British university suggests that a new generation of antidepressant drugs only help a small group of the most severely depressed. For many, experts say there are little more than placebo effects. Researchers looked at data from 47 clinical trials involving several popular prescriptions. Some experts and drug makers say the study is flawed. Well, that's just a quick look at what's making news this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.